שלום לכולם, אנחנו קוראים יחד.
Hello everyone, we are reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot. We will raise a common prayer and enter the study with a clip from Rav. The screen is a result of the light that comes to the learner according to learning in order to attain the screen. The coarseness we have when the light is around us and in absolute rest, in abundance, as our will to receive is. And we need to yearn for what's tying it together, the screen, this third part, and that we can construct only. And through the Rishimot from above, below, it was made. From above, the light didn't change, and the desire didn't change. In the world in Sof, there is the biggest screen, and this screen is refined, shattered, and its sparks are in us, and the screen is what connects the desire from existence from absence and from existence to existence. There isn't anything more in the wisdom of Kabbalah, the screen and the desire and the light. We are learning from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 1, Part 3, Inner Observation, Chapter 6, Item 2.
Heading
regarding
כאן, בדברי הרב,
why the second look is needed for the vessels. In these words of the Ari, you see how he elaborates and makes the precision that a second look is needed in the vessels of the goof. Besides the look in the Rosh, it is so because they need to have two phases of lights, which are the light of Akudim and the light of Ein. We should seemingly ask, why was the expansion of the Ten Sefirot of reflected light from Malchut downward to produce the Ten Sefirot of the Guf not enough, and a second look was needed? What is a look? Look is according to its name, that the created being, through its will to receive and through the screen, otherwise it's not a created being, it's a will to receive and a screen together. This created being, and it's looking at the light of Chokhmah and will to receive. So one time is looking toward the light of Chokhmah, to pay, and receives inside the inner light. And when he receives, he starts to look to attributed to the tabor.
Ze istaklut alef.
This is the first look, and this is the second look. In the first look, there is this striking by coupling.
Yachas leor ha'elyon.
This is the attitude. What does it want? Of course, it wants the coupling. Does a calculation to receive from it that there is one coupling, one kli, one light, one sphira. We say, above below, it expands the ketel, and it's the paltzuf. There's this one attitude from the created being to the light. And as this attitude is implemented, it's expressed in inner light inside the Parzuf. And there is no more in the inner light what was determined in the first look. That's why it's one sphira, one action. Because there was one coupling by striking. But when the created being has a second look, that the screen is refined from tabu and back, here are revealed the degrees in the screen. Fourth, the third, the second, first, and shoresh. And then there's the lower nine, the ninth sefirot. And it's here at the fourth it ends. When it starts to rise, it starts to be the third, second, first, and root. And here is the ketel. The vessel does not start at the first look, but at the second look, when there's the goof and the masach and the lower nine, and the impression of the kli from each and every discernment toward the light, from all of these rungs of degrees of the light, what's left is the empty vessel on one hand, desire, with the Rishimot.
What
are the Rishimot? The Rishimot of the ten Sfirot. Rishimot of the ten Sfirot. We are continuing with item three, heading one level of ten sfirot emerged in the first look. In the second look, five levels from five couplings emerged one above the other. We learn from the aforesaid that the ten sfirot that emerge at once through a coupling by striking, and whose level is equal, are regarded as only one sphira. It means that they are named after the uppermost sphira in that level. Thus, by the first look that raised the reflected light from Malchut upward to the ten sfirot of Rosh, whose level is equal, and also by their expansion from Malchut downward, the ten sfirot of the Guf emerged here on an equal level. However, here there is still only one sphira in the Rosh and a sphira in the Guf. Also, you already know that a degree is not completed with less than ten sfirot. For this reason, a second look is needed. Through the second look, ten complete sfirot emerge, which are five levels kachabtum, one above the other, by five couplings by striking, that come as a result of the refinement of the screen. From what we learned prior about the first look and the second look, that build the kli and the emergence from an outward, we see that if we don't go through the states, but only, you know, potential, not on our bodies, then we're not building these discernments. And we don't have the Lishimot. The Lishimot, the impressions, can only be through a person going from the beginning to the end through these states that are not in potential, not in the mind, you know, in some fantasy. It's done in the body. It's felt and active on his part by extending the state and feeling it as unbearable for many reasons, and continuing onward and having that complete impression and moving to the second look. Because in thoughts, it's not operating, it's not advancing, it's not beneficial from state to state. That's what we see, as it's written here, the expansion of the light, the inner light, and its departure is what makes the Kli worthy of its role, because it already has the Shemot of the 10 Sefirot. And this Kli, with its impression of what it and the light and are together and can't be together for various reasons, and the surrounding light, it all builds the Kli. This is from the side of building the Kli, how it moves from state to state, from degree to degree, in ascents and descents. We are continuing the inner observation, item 4. Regarding the clothing of the lights in the vessels, the more refined clothes, a greater light. Number 4. Know that these above 5 levels that emerge in the goof by the second look emerge from below upward. First, Malchut emerges, then Zehanpin, then Bina, and above them all, Keter. The reason is that although bestowal of the more important level requires a coarser vessel, still the light that is drawn by that coarseness cannot clothe there. It is so because the more important light clothes in the more refined vessel. It follows that although phase 4 of the vessel of Malchut draws the more important light, meaning the level of Ketel, nevertheless, the light of Ketel cannot clothe in that vessel of Malchut of phase 4, but only in the vessel of Malchut that is completely refined from any coarseness. Meaning, after it has become as refined as the root phase, and likewise all of them. Clip. This is a problem, this law of the inverse relation of lights and vessels, that in the coarser vessel is a phenomenon more fine, and compared to the more refined vessels. A person's working on desires and coarse thoughts and the confusions, and all of a sudden there's a period, a kufa, is a feeling of other desires that are discovering him more refined, more understanding, more feeling, more sensitive than before. You cannot tie reality between these two states because it has two different times, two periods, and different places, different desires. And a person can't tie this connection other than after seeing and understanding how these vessels are tied together to that degree, and without falling to the coarser vessels and making an effort from there to scrutinize from them truly what needs to be scrutinized, and causing the refinement in the more refined vessels where he will discover the light, this additional light. The word is in more coarser vessels during the descent, this bad feeling and the confusions in the mind and the heart, feeling that is really in the heaviness, and as much specifically there he's working, cooperating with the environment in dissemination and study and making an effort to scrutinize something from these vessels, you know, in the darkness and work in the night. And by that, from these vessels, particularly, there will be more refined vessels that are not related, but they are related to that part too, because the screens are on the coarseness and the clothing in refined vessels. We are continuing with item 5. The vessels emerged one above the other from Malchut to the vessel of Ketel. It therefore turns out that after Malchut had been refined from phase 4 to phase 3, the vessel of phase 4 remained without light. The vessel of Malchut that is suitable for the lower light, meaning that which is called the light of Nefesh, was formed from that. After that, she was refined from phase 3 to phase 2, and the vessel of Malchut of phase 3 was left without light as well. That formed the vessel of Zeranpin, suitable for the light of Ruach, which is one degree higher than the light of Nefesh. Then, when she was refined from phase 2 to phase 1, phase 2 of Malchut was left without light as well, thus forming the vessel of Bina, suitable for the light of Neshama. Then, when she was refined from phase 1 to the root phase, and phase 1 of Malchut was left without light as well, the vessel of Chochmah was formed, suitable for the light of Chaya. The root phase of Malchut is suitable for the light of Ketel, called the light of Yechida. After these 5 vessels, Kachab, Zeranpin, and Malchut were formed one above the other, the upper light returned and clothed them.
Clip.
When do we have this emergence of the killing? The vessels, that the light fills the vessel and it controls the clean, you don't see the vessel, but only during the time of the refinement of the screen. When the light emerges from the vessel, it parts, it leaves the vessel. Then we discover the vessels that are actually a deficiency, a lack, someone that's not revealed while the light is there, but when it emerges, it departs. What does that mean? That the vessel, the kli, the chisaron, the deficiency, the feeling of the pleasure and the deficiency, that it can be when the light is in or when it's out. So the complete state is when the light is out or in. If the light, you know, depresses the vessels, And then at some point, the vessel doesn't exist and the created being doesn't exist. If the light is outside, and even though the created being exists and it suffers, and it's lack of completeness. But when there's a screen over all of the vessels through the revelation of all of the kelim, through the refinements, then comes the coupling by striking that fills the vessels without needing to refine more from what's done from below upward. The couplings that are done from above downward in the rungs of the ladder of the world, they are couplings that are constructed in order to bring out the lights and the deficiencies in the vessels, in order to reveal these deficiencies. And when we start to work with these deficiencies, we don't cause the refinement of the Parzufim, but we cause the connection between the Parzufim. Why? Because the preparation that was before our work from below upward is the preparation in which all of the killing vessels, Tanta, came out, all of the letters, from the cascading from above downward, and we need to reveal the work and to work with them. And in our work, in our spiritual work, we are specifically going and adding. And there's no refinement, it's just adding to a great sum. And we are continuing together in item 6, heading an inverse relation between the extension of the lights and the clothing of the lights in the vessels. In an extension, the coarser is more important, while in clothing, the more refined is more important. Item 6. The coupling by striking on the screen of phase 4 produces 10 sefirot on the level of Ketel and in the light of Yechidah. Also, when a part of the coarseness of phase 4 is refined from Malchut, the level of Ketel disappears from there. However, that part of Malchut of phase 4 becomes only a vessel for light of Malchut, which is Nefesh. Also, a part of the coarseness of phase 3 in the vessel of Malchut produces the level of Chokhmah in light of Chayah through the coupling by striking. When that part of the coarseness of phase 3 was refined from Malchut, the level of Chokhmah disappeared. However, that part of Malchut of phase 3 became only a vessel for the light of Zeranpin, which is Ruach. It is likewise with the part of the coarseness of phase 2, the vessel for the light of Neshama, and the part of the coarseness of phase 1, the vessel for the light of Chaya, and her part that was refined to the root phase and became a vessel for the light of Yechidah. The light is added in the proliferation of the vessels and the proliferation of the refinement. There is this attachment of the vessels. Why is there a light of Nefesh? Because in up there's the Ruach. It's refined, it doesn't need more. It then obligates it to draw light up, and then there will be these two discernments that are already called the light of Ruach. What's the difference? Ruach. What's the difference between the light of Ruach and the light of Nefesh? It's the number of discernments. the number of discernments, and therefore the light of Ruach is greater than the light of Nefesh. In spirituality, it all goes according to the ichuyot, the quantity, the quality, sorry, there's no quantity. As it's more precise, more clarified, the details are more small, is impressed there by the light. Item 7. The five vessels Kachab Tum were made in the second look. Thus, in the second look, performed during the refinement of the screen, five vessels emerge and are made one above the other. Malchut emerges first, then Zeranpin, then Bina, and Chochma, and then Ketel. Item 8. The Ari wrote that by the second look from below upward, which are the light of Akudim and the light of the Ein, the light returned and clothed the Zat, the Zayin Tachtonot, the lower seven. He wishes to say that by the second look during the refinement of the screen, it performs four couplings by striking from below upward. Thus, it produces the ten sefirot to clothe the Zat, meaning for the light of the goof of the partsuf called the lower seven. Clip. That the light expands from above downward and then is refined from the bitush from below upward and in the vessels then the reshimot is cascading from above downward are in us in this this chain of reshimot that we can now implement in our free choice. The reshimot themselves are like the will to receive and the light, and opposed to them, they're connecting them according to the screen, and this is in us. As if it's all there, so what do we need? We need, by our free choice, you understand, from above downward is the desire, and here it is the light. From above downward, this is the screen, Masach, that would tie the two of them, it connects them, refines them, even shattered in having connection between them, to have an even more final connection. And this Masach that cascades, it brings us Rishimot. From each and every state, from all of the states. What do I have from this? I have something very interesting. I need to approach each and every reshimot that's in me like this, in free choice. To fulfill the free choice. That is all of the work. That's why it's all done.
As you say, yes,
it turns out that I have the screens of Masachim, and what's lacking to find the place of choice. The place of choice that I will want myself before it's implemented in me, that I myself will want to every time be in the next state, equivalent to the Creator, in giving, in loving of others. You understand? That I will do all of these reasons that this is then the way. By what? By the group. How else can you get this desire to be more in bestowal in love? Only from the awakening, rising from the group. Thank you, everyone.